This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noel King. Here in the U.S., we can point to some continuing economic improvements in unemployment and home sales, but economists are still finding some stubbornly negative trends, too. A new report this morning from the National Employment Law Project, an advocacy group, finds wages have actually declined for many low-income Americans. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has more.
It is true that inflation has been very low over the past several years, but it has been there, slowly making things get more expensive. At the same time, wage growth has been glacial, even zero for some people. Irene Tung with the National Employment Law Project says this has been silently reducing workers' buying power.
They may know that they're not getting raises, but they may not realize that effectively they have $1,000 less in their pocket than they did 5 years ago.
Tung says the effects are concentrated in low-income groups whose ranks have been swelling. Lawrence Michelle, director of the Economic Policy Institute, adds that this echoes a longer-term relationship between wages and productivity.
These two used to grow together in the 1950s, 60s, and early 70s, but in the last 40 years, they have diverged such that productivity grew 72% since 1973, but the pay of a typical worker grew around 9%.
He says policies have not kept up, and the current real minimum wage is 25% lower than it was in 1968. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.